This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. And in the few minutes we have left, I'd like to welcome back to Sojourner Truth Gwendolyn Zohara Simmons, a longtime civil rights, human rights, and peace advocate, member of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, spent so many years in the South on voter registration, desegregation, etc. She's on the show today specifically because she is based in Gainesville, Florida. Zohara, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly clear, loud and clear. Right.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show.
Right. And Zohara, I know you've been listening in on the Caribbean region. You might have a comment or two on that. But first, what are you hearing about the impact in Gainesville? Because you're central. That's central Florida, right? You're not on the coast?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're north central. So we're above Orlando. There were problems. First of all, I did not sustain any damage to my home, but I live in a condominium complex, and trees fell on people's houses, and one is uninhabitable that I know of, and she lives right up the street from me. It just seems like you never know which way these trees in this city called Tree City. And we all love these trees, but boy, are they dangerous when there are high winds. And so I know we had at least a couple of other people who had damage to their homes. We did have flooding here in several areas of Gainesville that, to my knowledge, had never flooded before. A bit of the flooding was on the University of Florida's campus. And, of course, it has been closed and no classes through until Thursday. But one of the lakes that has just overflown is full of alligators. So, you know,
Uh-oh. That's
another kind of problem with alligators being all over the campus in that area. But main streets through the university, through the city, were flooded, and I saw coming home, because I left my own home for fear of these falling trees, but coming home, I saw that there were just standing water on either side of the main road. And, you know, if there had been more rain, I'm sure we would have been flooded in the complex in which I live. So we just dodged a bullet, as they say, but, you know, again, areas of the city that are low-lying, there was a lot of flooding. A lot of people had water in their homes. And so nobody, a number of people did not come away from this tremendous storm unscathed.
Right. And at least Newsweek is reporting that at least seven people in the U.S. have been killed thus far from what we know as a result of Hurricane Irma, six in Florida, one in Georgia. Meanwhile, 37 thus far of what we know about killed in the Caribbean, including 10 in Cuba. Of course, the death toll could rise. I mean, more than 70 people were found dead in Texas after Hurricane Harvey, for example. So I imagine in the next few days, we'll be hearing more about the impact on Florida. But a comment on you, because Cuba was battered for 72 hours. I mean, I lived through a hurricane in Barbados. I can't imagine 72 hours of being battered. And as a result of that battering, Hurricane Irma weakened by the time it hit Florida. So Florida really has got to be grateful to Cuba for lessening.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know, and you know, how many would we ever hear any officials or newscasters comment on that? And in spite of what they've gone through, the flooding and the being hammered, they have sent out, I believe I read, I may have the numbers wrong, but something like 700 doctors
wow.
to other parts of the Caribbean
mm-hmm.
to help. I mean, Cuba is just so amazing. I so admire the Cuban people, and I admire so many aspects of their government. And I'm so glad you have focused on the Caribbean, because, you know, all we can hear about in the United States is the United States, and it just gets on your last nerves that we hear so little unless you go to BBC or some other source to see pictures of what's happening. They did cover a little bit of Barbuda, but I'm so glad you covered it. I'm so glad you had officials from some of our Caribbean brothers and sisters nations speaking to us about what is happening to them and how we can help them. Right. And I was very, very happy to hear from Venezuela, because as you noted, all we get are very negative stories about what's happening there. And in spite of their own difficulties, they were able to send relief help and planes and all of that. And it's so important for us to know this.
Yeah. And also the U.S. right now, you know, focusing, I mean, even you're right about the focus on Florida, which is to be expected. But Puerto Rico is also, you know, a U.S. territory, the U.S. Virgin
Exactly.
Islands. And they're complaining about a double standard, really, in terms of U.S. response to what is happening on the mainland, to what's happening in the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. And now Trump is saying, well, you know, he's going to go visit the U.S. Virgin Islands. But the reality is, for a lot of these colonial powers, France, the Netherlands, the U.K. and the U.S., it's a little late, because the gig is up. People have seen the double standard.
Yes.
Final remark.
Very late.
Yeah.
It's very late.
Yeah.
And Puerto Rico, so many of their problems are due to the policies. And I'm sure that's true for the Virgin Island, but I've really been paying attention to the great difficulty in Puerto Rico, and it's definitely the result of U.S. policies against our brothers and sisters there.
Right. Well, Zahara Simmons, we are so glad that you are safe, and we always want to thank you for all of your work making some of the rights we take for granted and are yet again under threat today, your work with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Zahara Simmons, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.